This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Colin, C-O-L-L-I-N-S, first name Belinda, B-E-L-I-N-D-A, date of birth July 26, 1951, date of evaluation July 21st, 2025, the chief complaint, 73-year-old female with chest pain, the HBI, the patient is a 73-year-old female who reports palpitations beginning in her 20s, period. She, in addition, has had intermittent chest pain, period. She most recently was seen at the emergency room on July 7, 2025, with substernal chest pain, period. She notes that chest pain is unprovoked. It sometimes radiates down the left arm. This is usually associated with anxiousness, period. Pain is typically described as aching, period. Symptoms tend to be persistent, period. The patient notes that the pain is of moderate dash severe severity, period. She has had no nausea, vomiting, or diaphoresis, period. The past medical history, irritable bowel syndrome, next number migraine headaches, next number osteoporosis, the past surgical history, she is status post fall in May of 2025. She suffered a fracture of the right femur in 2006. She has had tonsillectomy. The medications, unknown, allergies, codeine results in a sick stomach, family history, mother died of liver cancer, and further had diabetes, father died of coronary artery disease, an aunt died at age 55 from myocardial infarction, a second aunt died at age 65, paternal grandmother died with liver disease, mother died with liver cancer, an uncle had colon cancer. Social history, patient is an architect. She does specifically works with hospital designs. She denies cigarette smoking, but reports secondhand smoke secondary to her father. She denies alcohol use. Review of systems, constitutional. She has had some changes in her weight. Period. Skin, normal eyes. She has impaired vision and wears glasses. She has redness and itching. Ears, she describes tinnitus. Nose, she has sinus problems. Oral cavity, she reports false nasal drip. Throat, she has some dysphagia. Neck, she has decreased motion and pain. Respiratory, she has dyspnea. Cardiac, as noted, she has chest pain and palpitations. Vascular, she has varicosities. Musculoskeletal, she has multiple areas of joint discomfort and pain. Neurologic, she has headache, dizziness, tremor, and double vision. Psychiatric, she has insomnia and emotional lability. Hematologic, she has easy bruising and bleeding. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 111/65, pulse 78, respiratory rate 16, height 63 inches, weight 104 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Extremities reveal significant varicosity of the low extremity. Cardiovascular, she has regular rate and rhythm, normal S1 and S2. There is a soft systolic murmur present at the left peristinal border. No increased GVD is noted. Data review, ECG reveals sinus rhythm 72 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. A CT angio of the aorta performed to evaluate for dissection on July 7th, 2025 reveals no evidence of aortic dissection, no evidence of pulmonary embolism. There is a small hiatal hernia, moderate to large volume of fecal debris in the colon, suggesting underlying constipation. The impression, one, chest pain. Next number, weight loss. Next number, constipation. Next number, osteoporosis. Next number, irritable bowel syndrome. Next number, migraine headaches. The plan, CBC, Chem-20, lipid panel, TSH, urinalysis. We'll proceed with echocardiogram, coronary CT angio with FFR to rule out CAD. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.